What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we miss motorsports.
I miss motorsports so much. So much.
And before y'all say, like, there's NASCAR Cup Series to watch and like endurance racing, we don't get it.
Yeah, no. There are other forms of motorsport, and we could just be watching it. But at this point in the season, we wouldn't know what's going on. We wouldn't know who to root for. I tried learning about IMSA and WEC at the start of the season. I get it, but I'm not in it. So it doesn't make any sense for me to just get into something right now. So when we say we miss motorsports, we miss IndyCar and F1. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I also
Sometimes
miss
you're
Formula E, I'm not gonna lie.
I also miss Formula E. And
Yeah.
sometimes you're just an Formula E, Formula One, an IndyCar girly. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to like every form of motorsports.
And if you are enjoying endurance racing, and I believe there's the 8 hours of Indianapolis happening right now. I don't know what the
I think
cut.
it just happened.
Oh, today, yesterday?
Because I
I think
saw
it is.
something about that guy, that actor, the guy, the actor from The Matrix, Keanu
Keanu
Reeves.
Reeves?
He's
Yeah.
racing.
Yes.
So I think that just happened. I think it just finished.
Okay. Yeah. And then I know that there's a Cup Series race happening right now, but again, like, I need to actually sit down and try to understand NASCAR, and maybe we need Boston on, because if you all did not know, our lovely, lovely Boston actually works for NASCAR now. So, well, she works for NBC on the production side on their NASCAR team. So she would be our correspondent. She also doesn't really know, like, that's much
Think it's
better.
kind of like a learn as you go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nowhere, I'm pretty sure if they're hiring, it's not like you need to know everything about the sport.
No, and she's not like, she's working for NBC, but
Yeah.
like, I feel like if there's someone that could maybe teach us, it would be her. And I think maybe we need to have her on to try to do so.
Let's just have her on and not tell her why. And then when she logs in, we'll say, okay, teach us about NASCAR.
Just pepper her with questions.
Even if she doesn't know, she can just make it up. I think it's okay. Anything she says, I'll believe.
Anyways.
We miss
Yeah, so I think that's a
IndyCar.
great idea. I also miss IndyCar.
I miss IndyCar. I miss Formula One. Also, yeah, at the last episode, we did our ChatGPT fanfic. And then one episode before that, we talked about Danny potentially leaving VCARB. So we never actually talked about how it's official. I think we just completely glossed over it, but everyone would have seen the news by now that
Yeah.
Danny's out, Liam's in. They could have given it like a day for Danny to like have his moment. Do you know what I mean? Before announcing that Liam was in. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this entire thing was botched. Like, the
It was
entire
horrible.
operation was botched. It should never have. First of all, the news came out. We all were aware of the rumors. For me, I was like, this isn't true. Like, this doesn't make any sense, because Danny, I was unaware of the Liam contract thing. I'll get to that in a second. When I first heard the rumors, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense, because Danny's not doing terribly. Yes, Yuki is doing better, but Yuki's more familiar with that car. I actually think it's designed specifically for Yuki. And Danny wasn't like objectively like doing terribly. It's not
No.
like it's a glaring thing like Checo when Max is doing so well and Checo's doing so poorly. Like, it wasn't like that. So I just was kind of like, well, this isn't going to happen. Like, this makes no sense. And when there's Daniel Ricciardo rumors, I kind of tend to just let them go anyways, because like, people love him so much that like, it's there's always something in the world of Danny. I was just like, that's just not true. And then at the race weekend, when it was seemingly like it was the
His
last one,
But no one was saying it was his
but
last
no one
one.
was saying it, that's when I was like, this is really weird. Maybe that rumor was true, but also, why would they not announce it and announce it, like, announce it before the race weekend? Why would they not announce it before the race weekend? Give him that opportunity to answer questions about his future. As like, from a press conference point of view, we spent Singapore talking about Max and the swearing thing. We didn't talk about Daniel and it being his last race weekend, because it wasn't confirmed. And it's not, for me, like, Formula One's not, it's not like, no one's owed anything. That's just kind of, in motorsports in general.
Yeah, but Danny's like retired now. That's kind of what the vibe is. So like give him a proper send off. Like
Well,
that's
but
what he deserves.
that's not confirmed. Like he's not
I
retired.
guess, yeah.
So you can't, I don't think that you could like go ahead and say that. It's understood that he probably won't get another shot in Formula One. Although I'm pretty sure Helmut Marko this week says, oh, we're not closing that door, which I'm like, just let the man go in peace. But there just was no, there should, for a driver like Daniel, there just should have been more respect for him. He wasn't, he was a Red Bull racing driver for the longest time. Yes, he left. Yes, those career decisions maybe weren't the best career decisions. I mean, I'm on that camp. I think that there was a lot of things that he did to himself. But at the end of the day, he made his return to Red Bull. There was a clear loyalty there to Daniel and for Daniel to Red Bull. And I just think that there should have been an opportunity for him to go as he should have been able to from a loyalty like point of view.
Yeah, they did him dirty, is what it is. Like, Danny put everything that he had back into Red Bull and like V Carb, and like for him to not even get a proper send off or a proper last race, like, I don't know, it just breaks my heart. And like, right before COTA,
Well,
also.
and this is where I'll get to the contract thing. So this is well known now, but if you all didn't know, the reason that this happened now, you might be confused because Daniel wasn't having a bad season. The reason that this happened now was because Liam Lawson has had a contract with Red Bull that written into it, it said if he is not an active driver in Formula One by this date, he gets released and he
Free
has free
agent.
rein. Sign with, yeah, he's a free agent. He can sign with whatever team wants to pick him up. Now, Red Bull obviously doesn't want that to happen because, as we've seen from Liam, he is a huge asset to their team. They talk about I don't think that Daniel would have stayed on with VCarb past this season anyway. So I think Liam would have taken that seat anyways. There's also technically like a Red Bull spot that is always in contention because Checo is just not performing well. But that date for when they had to have him signed by was right the Sunday of the Singapore Grand Prix. So that's why it's before COTA. And yes, that sucks because it's like Daniel's race. Like everyone knows COTA and they know Daniel. Like, but it wasn't like this timing was random. This timing was based on contract negotiations.
Okay, so why are they like, okay, I get it. It's based off contract negotiations, but I just like also think it's absolutely insane that they like are still so committed to Checo. You know, and they're like, I mean, I could, but like, did you see that those rumors now was that he was going to announce his retirement at the Mexican Grand Prix, and then Checo tweeted saying, "I'm not going anywhere,"
No,
which.
no, no. He didn't say I'm not going anywhere. He used the Wolf of Wall Street meme where
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio gets in front of the room of people and says, I'm not fucking leaving. That's what he did. That's way more iconic.
I'm not supposed to swear anymore on the podcast as per my dad. So what Hannah said.
Orchestrating me.
Iconic tweet, which I love, and like totally not like Checo. Like that's very Gen Z and that's not Checo.
No, you're
But
right.
they're like I'm sorry, why? Why are we still fighting to keep him? Or like why is Red Bull Racing still fighting to keep him? If you
Well,
look at like, do you know what I mean? Like I don't get it. Like if you could have just swapped Danny and put Danny in Checo's seat. Or like, do you know what I mean?
okay, so I know what you're saying,
Thank
but
you, because I'm not really
you need
articulating it
to,
properly.
that's okay. But you need to, I think what you need to think about is the fact that motorsports runs entirely on sponsorship dollars. And Mexico, like being the Mexican driver, Checo has a huge amount of sponsorship dollars. And from what we're aware of, this is rumors, Liberty Media is keeping Checo in that seat at least until the Mexican Grand Prix. And that's not to say that after that date, he's out. But I'm saying he's not going anywhere
I know.
right now because it's not because of performance. It's not that they don't want to keep him around. Mind you, they signed that contract with him, that 1+1. That's weird. That was weird, I'll say.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's purely a money thing. It's purely a sponsorship thing. Liberty Media is seemingly protecting Checo, and that's fine. They have the right to do so.
Yeah, I don't
And
like it though.
that's fine. Look, we could talk about sponsorship dollars in motorsport like all day,
Know.
because this is one of the probably the biggest sport in the world where talent doesn't get you anywhere. It really doesn't. You have to have a mixture of talent and sponsorship dollars, and that is it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad. Logan Lar Oh my God, I almost said Logan
Logan
Larson.
Larson.
Logan Larson. Logan Sargeant is now rumored again to be in IndyCar for the upcoming season. He's doing a test with Meyer Shank, right? Meyer Shank coming up, which is exciting. But like, I wonder how he feels seeing like Franco do well. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I feel
yeah.
bad for him.
I know, but we feel bad for him out of pity. And this is what we need to remember with Logan, is like everybody
Sorry
only
that
wanted to do
we're
so.
human, Hannah. We can feel bad.
Well, it's an empathy thing. I get it. But this was when he was in Formula One too, and when he was still in that seat. It's like we all wanted him to do well out of pity because
We
he
just like
was
felt bad for him. That's fair.
right.
No.
And so you bring up two things. So you bring up Franco. So then now there's conversations about Franco having conversations with Audi. This is interesting.
Is the Audi lined up confirmed?
No.
We still have one more seat, hey? Yeah, okay.
So they're Audi next year, correct? Or is it still Kick next
I
year?
think it's still technically Kick next year. I don't think Audi takes over until 2026.
2026, I think you're right. So yes, there is still a seat available there. A lot of people have thought they'll just re-sign Valtteri for 1 year. I was kind of thinking that same thing. They would have been crazy not to consider what Franco's doing right now and think, another opportunity for a young driver who has a huge following and lots of sponsorship to come drive for us. And maybe we garner some, because this team is so bad right now. Like they haven't scored a point. Garner some popularity in that way. I don't know. Like, do you see Valtteri gone off the grid? I kind of don't. But at the same time, like, Franco's doing so well, you can't really ignore it.
I can't see Valtteri off the grid. I can see Zhou off the grid, as sad as that sounds, but I don't see Valtteri going anywhere. Like I haven't, like we've heard rumors about him also going to IndyCar, which he said he's not opposed to. Like
He said
he
he's not
like,
opposed to it.
yeah, but no, I don't think Valtteri's leaving F1. If Franco does for some reason go to Audi, I feel like Williams would take Valtteri. Like that also makes sense, but I also
Well,
don't.
Williams doesn't have a seat open.
Williams?
Alex Carlos.
Oh, I forgot about Carlos. He slipped my mind.
Audi is the only available seat at this moment. Technically, there's an, yeah, no.
Carb. Technically V carb.
Technically, there's a V carb seat. I don't see Valtteri
I
going to
forgot about Carlos going to Williams. Yeah, that statement that James said. Did you see I posted on her story about he's like, oh no, Hannah. It was so, remember I posted on her story and I was like, this is bold.
James Vowles.
Yeah. Hang on. Don't go
Oh, saying
anywhere.
that his driver lineup is the strongest for 2025.
He said that, and he said, when we're beating Ferrari, I think Carlos would prefer to be here. That's bold.
I'm gonna be honest, because I was never like a Logan Sargeant sympathizer. They could never make me hate James Vowles. Like,
That's, yeah, you've been saying that forever, but I just feel like you are. He is
minority.
in no, he's in no position to be making a statement like that. I feel like
It's
he's
bold.
not even,
It's a
I don't know.
manifestation thing.
But he's not, right now, currently, he's not even fighting in like the mid-tier teams. Like it's like mid to low. It's not like consistently mid. Do you know what I mean? So, and it's, yes, there's going to be new changes, regulations in 2026, but we still have a whole other year with like pretty much the same system. I don't think Will. I am very confident when I say Williams is not going to be fighting for like top points next year. So I don't know where that statement comes from.
Well, I agree, but you also never know with Ferrari.
Okay, but like
They could go backwards.
then that's on Ferrari. That's not on Williams' dominance. That's on Ferrari shitting the bed.
But he's not saying one thing or another. He's just saying beating Ferrari. Anything could happen. New regulations, Ferrari comes out terribly next season. Williams comes out beautifully next season. We don't know.
I don't
It's
know.
bold. It's
It's too
bold.
bold. I can't get behind it. I can't.
That's fair. I don't think that it's necessarily like a we're gonna beat Ferrari thing. I think that it's just like a throwaway, just like this is a bold statement. I'm just gonna say it like just because I don't know, we wanna get a soundbite, like whatever.
He just wants people talking about him, and I guess it's working.
I think he wants people talking about his driver lineup because he also said that in another bold statement that he's got the best driver lineup in 2025.
What do
But
you think
he
about
did
that?
say
Do you think that's true?
no. I think he has a very strong driver lineup. I think for in terms of what Williams has looked like in the past 7 years at least, he has the best Williams lineup since then. And he is a way more competent team principal than Williams has had. So I don't know, like anything can happen. Carlos is a very, very driven driver. The off season is not going to like, yes, he enjoys his time away from the track, but he is like, he wants to get better. He wants to prove himself. He did it in Ferrari. He was trying to do it at his old teams. And I think he's going to try and do it again in Williams. Like he just is that guy.
Interesting. We'll see. We'll see.
Going back to the Logan Sargeant thing that you brought up, look, we talked about it already. MSR does not have a seat open for him. He's doing the test with MSR. Mike Schenck actually put out something this week that said, we don't have a seat right now, but it's nice to have insurance to know that if something happens, this driver has tested our car. He said that. So, and in IndyCar, like how many driver announcements did we get this year? Like anything can happen.
There are so many driver changes this year. Like, the more people in the car, the better. Honestly, that makes sense. I would not hate to see Logan Sargeant IndyCar. I think, much like when Marcus Armstrong made the jump to IndyCar, like, he brought a lot of fans with him. Same thing's gonna happen.
I'm gonna go that Marcus Armstrong route for a second here. Do you consistently keep up with Screaming Wheels?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what
So
backbone means.
I don't either. I actually looked it up one time, but I think it just means
Something, I don't know. It's
like a
said in
good
their
quality.
podcast,
Yeah.
someone or something is the backbone, and I
It's
don't
like a
get it.
good thing. Like you're like a solid person or like a you're
Well, I
solid.
know what backbone means, like when like someone, oh, you're the backbone of this company, blah blah blah. But like, I don't get it in the screaming meal sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of used it in the same way, but I also don't really get it.
Okay.
I don't
Anyway, continue.
I have not admittedly like watched or listened to everything they put out. I like when they do like the vlog race weekends, I like to watch those.
I
But
follow like all of them on Instagram, but like I don't, and like I'll keep up with them there, but I don't listen to their podcast.
Okay, so I have two things to say. One is Marcus has not been on an episode of the Screaming Meals podcast for this entire year except for two at before the season
Oh,
started.
he's busy.
Okay, so you can so yes, I
So
don't think that he's too busy to do a podcast. I think that personally, I have no basis for this. I think that CGR, the beginning of the season, said no distractions. Podcast is while you're in season, podcast is out.
that's so I could see that. First it was Lissy,
Right.
and now no, I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Second thing. So, Clem racing driver, James insurance broker. This week on their show, they talked about, or last week, I can't remember, one of their most recent episodes, they said that Clem has a new job, a real job, and James quit his old job. Now, this has long been like something that they've kind of teased, but I believe they are starting their own insurance, motorsport insurance brokerage. Insurance brokerage? Yeah, I
No,
think that's what it is.
a broker is someone that you use when you need, like, because I'm just thinking, like, with my work, we need a broker when we need to ship stuff internationally.
I think it's used in a lot of terms because there's also real estate brokers. So it's, yeah,
I don't
it's used
understand.
in a lot of different ways, I think. An insurance broker is a thing. I know that.
Do you know what it is? Because I don't.
We can look it up if we need to, but I'm sure it's just someone that sells insurance.
Okay, fair. Probably. Honestly, yeah.
So I believe that those two are actually starting their own motorsports insurance brokerage called Podium Insurance.
Okay.
Very interesting to me. Now,
Interesting.
James has been in the insurance world for a little while, This is something that I kind of heard about in May when we were at the Indy 500. But anyways, motorsport insurance is actually kind of interesting. Something I'm not going to look up. If anyone's going to explain it to me, it's going to be Mac, because Mac, her job is actually in insurance. So she, if she wants to explain motorsport insurance to us, she can, because it's very interesting. But I won't pretend to know what that is.
Like insurance
But
on the driver.
driver and the car, like, I don't know. Is it the car too? I think it is. Teams purchase insurance. I don't know. So anyways, I think that's something that we could look into in our time away from this show. Oh,
Motorsport
because spoiler
insurance.
alert, next week is Canadian Thanksgiving, so we don't know if there will be an episode or not.
Yeah, we have no idea.
But anyways, those are two things about the Screaming Meals podcast I wanted to say.
Do you think he'll be in the next episode? I don't even know though. I don't even know when they
Well,
post.
they've only been putting out Clem's Wine Corner, which is like a wine, what do you call it? Review.
Wine review, wine tasting review.
Wine
They're
tasting
all
review.
still friends.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know. I
So,
just think that's why I just, and they've been around.
yeah.
James and Clem have been at IndyCar races. They were all just in Italy for WEC. Like, they've been together. There just hasn't been a podcast episode with them three, and I think that that's the reason.
That makes sense. I could see that. Oh, there's something else about IndyCar I want to say. Oh, Christian Lundgaard. I'm still like thrown off that
Trippy.
he's at McLaren. Like I've
Trippy.
seen the photos of Velocity and like the video that he did. It doesn't feel right. Do you know what I mean? Like Christian Lundgaard's a very good driver. Aaron McLaren is a very good team. It's a good lineup that they have next year, but my mind can't process it that Christian Lundgaard is going to be racing at Aero McLaren. Do you,
In
like,
my mind, the Aero McLaren lineup is still Alex Rossi, Felix Rosenquist, and Pato.
yeah, 100%. Absolutely. That's what that lineup is. And then Nolan is their fourth driver. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. Does anyone else feel this way? Like, just seeing Christian Lundgaard, like, in the papaya. I almost said orange. I can say orange. I'm not part of the team. Like seeing Christian Lundgaard like in the race suit.
It's jarring.
It's jarring. That's the best way to put it. Like it doesn't make sense. Anyway, that's just my
Yeah,
thoughts.
no, I know. I saw the pictures too, and well, admittedly, like every time we record the show, I say, "Oh, remember that Christian's gonna be in Paya," and then the second later, I forget. So, like, it was weird when I opened my Instagram and I saw him. Also, RLL doesn't really do like social media that like Arrow does. So, I'm very interested to learn more about Christian through the social media team through Arrow McLaren, because I'm going to be honest, he doesn't give a whole lot.
No.
And when even when we interviewed him, he kind of didn't give a
Give
whole lot
anything.
to
Yeah,
us
no, that's fair.
either.
He's not like social media trained. Media trained, sure, definitely, but like social media, it's like it's like he, I think Aaron McLaren will bring him out of his shell.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that Crystal's going to be able to show us, like, give us a reason to root for him, because I don't, yeah,
I don't have one right now,
I
except for the
don't.
fact that it's Aaron McLaren. Like that's my only reason.
Right.
But if I'm rooting for Aaron McLaren, I'd be rooting for Pato
For Pato, exactly.
and
Yeah.
Rossi, because in my mind, he's still on the team.
I know, right?
Nope,
Yeah.
he's
That
that.
whole Ross thing is very weird.
Ed Carpenter. Okay, I recorded a video and I just like never posted it. So I don't want to get too much into it, but like, because I will eventually post the video. But Rossi at Ed Carpenter is such a weird move to me. And also, is VK just gone? Like, is he done racing?
Well,
Like, he hasn't
I don't
announced anything.
know. Just that he was leaving, or they weren't continuing with him. ECR wasn't continuing with him, which was weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
VK's a, like a pretty consistent driver, and he has been since he signed with the team. So I don't know.
He should be in a seat on that team simply for, well, if for nothing else, for his 500, because he consistently does very well at the Indy 500. And I don't understand, like, Christian Rasmussen had a really tough beginning of the season. He saved it near the end. I think that's what saved his seat. But And I understand that, I guess, the decision to get rid of VK was because Rossi was coming in. And Rossi also, like, good driver. There's any team would be happy to have Rossi on their team. But VK was just like, he was the best driver in the ECR. I went back for like years. Like pretty much as long as he's been there for, as long as he was there for. So it's very weird. And I kind of, yeah, I don't know.
We don't know much about ECR, like truthfully. We've never really connected with them off track. We
They
like
don't really do much
know.
media.
So I don't know. Maybe there's something going on like in that team that BK is like, well, maybe I'm just done. But yeah, like, and we have
From
no.
the IndyCar podcast that I've listened to, which James and Alex and then Connor, it was just very weird to everybody that they decided to move on from Marinus.
Well,
So.
and everyone was kind of gearing towards like or thinking that Rossi was going to go to RLL.
Parallel. Yes.
Everyone thought that. Connor tweeted it, so we're like, okay, well, this is for sure happening. Like,
Well, Connor didn't tweet he was going to RLL.
but
He
he like
said that.
hinted at it.
I think that you misinterpreted that tweet a little bit because it was a raid of RLL, and he just said like it just happened to be the raid of RLL. He just said, "What an interesting way for the FBI to learn where Rossi's li driving next season."
But if I interpret it like Rossi's going to RLL, there's a lot of people that are going to interpret it being like Rossi's probably going to RLL.
Maybe. I mean, look, there people were thinking that Rossi was going to RLL. I don't know if it was because of the tweet or not, but people were thinking that that's what was going to happen because it didn't make any sense for Rinus to leave ECR. And those two teams are pretty much the only ones that are available for him. I mean, we don't know who's driving for Dale Coyne next year, but Rossi wouldn't have gone to Dale Coyne. Maybe Rinus. I don't know. I don't know what type of sponsorship he brings. We don't know what's happening with Dale Coyne because they were in contact with Logan Sargeant. We do know that, but he probably will not drive ovals. So maybe he's a road specialist and they have an oval package driver, like maybe Catherine or something. Or I mean, we don't even know where Connor's driving. There's also a JHR seat available.
There's still a handful of seats of, not a handful, a few. There's still a few seats available, and like we are still gonna, like I'm sure things will be announced within the next few weeks. Like IndyCar prep starts soon for the next season. Like it's not like they, yeah, everyone has a break. Like the drivers get a break, but like teams are still working. So
Yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know.
Jamie Chadwick just tested the Andretti. So there's tests going on. Like Logan will be happening in November. Jamie just tested. There was another test happening in IndyCar at Barber, but I can't remember exactly. But they're still learning a lot about this hybrid system. Like the hybrid from like just to remind everybody, it only came in like at the pretty much like the halfway point of this past season. So there's still lots to learn about the hybrid system. And they're going to obviously utilize like there's nice months to go and get cars on track where the track temperature is normal, not cold. So, yeah.
Do you have
Did you know
anything?
that the Thermal Club is a points race next year?
I didn't know that. Is it actually? That makes sense. I mean, it should be a points race. If I mean, I don't want it to be the same layout that they did
No, when it's
last
not
year.
windy.
Like, it should just be a regular race.
That's what they're doing.
Thank God.
But I don't think that drivers liked the track. So we'll see.
I mean, the track's good for testing. Like, it's not everyone's favorite track, but I think it's perfectly fine if you put it in a race setting. The way that they did their weekend layout, like that, I think that's what drivers didn't like. I don't know.
I thought so too, but I did hear like on the podcast them say like they don't love thermal. But the other thing I'm interested about that is like grandstands wear.
No, none. There's no way that people that live in those condos are gonna allow for like construction at any point in that season.
But
Like they don't
there's
want
literally
people
no
there.
plate.
I
Yeah,
think it's
well.
still gonna be like a very VIP, like exclusive race.
There were a few grandstands around, but not as much as you'd want at an IndyCar race, and especially an IndyCar race in Palm Springs. Like people are going to want to go to a race in Palm Springs. Look how big Long Beach is. But
It's not going to be like a crazy. It's not going to be a race for the fans, is what it is, in my opinion.
We'll see, I guess. Like, this past year was not a race for the fans at all. We know that. We experienced it.
No, but we got some good content out of it.
Oh, fuck. Like, yeah. A song came on my shuffle today that was like, do you ever have like songs you were listening to at like specific points in your life?
Yeah.
It was like one of my like California songs, and I was like, damn, that was such a good fucking time.
That was such a good trip. That was so fun for us. Do you have any other highs for Indy from IndyCar this season?
It was almost a high to see Pato almost win the Indy 500. That was such an amazing finish. So I'll put it as a high, but I didn't love the ending result.
It was a high and then a low. That's okay.
Yeah. It when for those two laps when Mac Boston and I thought that he was going to win, it was like top of the world and then low. But yeah, I don't know, like Nashville was a high. I like Colton, so I'm happy to see him win a race and a home race at that. I was happy to see David get a seat back for MSR. I think he deserved it. I was happy to make connections with different drivers on the grid, have them open up, like from a social media point of view. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you have any highs? Connor Daly getting a podium.
Connor Daly getting a podium, I think, is a highlight of my entire life. Not even the season, just like my whole life. Indianapolis was fun. Like, just in general, was like, I'm glad that we went, especially because there's a very, very low chance we'll go next year. So being able to go and experience that was, I'm glad we did. Even if there was no after party, it's fine. We're okay. Think what else was a high? Not so much a high, but I feel like a shot, like one of like the most shocking moments in IndyCar this season was when Santino Ferrucci got pole position. Like, I remember when that happened and I was just like, what am I watching right now? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just like such a weird
Hello.
moment.
Some
Yeah.
might say hello.
You could say it was a low moment for some people. It was a weird it's a weird moment, that's for sure. Tail per share driving in Toronto, like that whole thing that happened just like literally within 12 hours. That was like, because I was there for that. So that was like wild to see just like the turnaround of like Rossi's out, who's in. And then there was so much speculation. But it's like, okay, well, Dev's already here. Like, are we getting him in the car? Is TK getting in the car? And then all of a sudden, it's now is that Tail per share is hopping on a flight. Zach Brown was there. It was just like, it was like chaos, but I was living for it and it was really fun.
There were
Also,
so many, like they were talking about Oliver Askew possibly going in that seat too. Like there were so many different scenarios.
also at that race at the end of that weekend in Toronto, I was walking past Zach, like Zach Brown, and I was like I don't even know what I said, but I was like, hey Zach, like have like it was like at the end of the day. So I said something along the lines of like, hey Zach, like good race, like have a good day or something like that. And he said, yeah, I'll see you next time or something like that. And I was like, oh my
Pretty
God.
sure you listen on the podcast. I'm pretty sure he said, see you later, and you're like, if you say so.
I was like, okay. If you say so, like you'll see me later, it's totally fine. And then
Yeah.
I saw him in Nashville. And then Erin McLaren posted that picture of us, which is so fun. Thank
I
you.
knew Crystal was going to as soon as she sent it to you. I knew that was going to go in the photo dump.
Of course. It's such a good photo of me and Zach Brown. I love it. You
It's
should
so
frame
good.
that and put that in that little corner that's missing there. You could.
I know. I don't have any IndyCar up here. I think because I'm just like, it's not a legacy thing for me yet. Like, I'm still a new fan, so I feel like I
That's fair.
can't like put up, you know, I don't even know like historic. I don't know the history of any car. I need to look more into it.
The
But
history of IndyCar is actually wild.
well, I'm sure it's yeah. I need to learn a little bit
We can
more,
do an
I think.
educational episode. We can learn about NASCAR, we can learn about motorsports insurance, and we can learn about the history of IndyCar.
Let's keep a running tally on things we need to learn about. Actually, I'm rewatching season one. Well, I'm rewatching Drive to Survive.
Are
Just
you
like
actually?
I am, yeah. So I just finished season one. I have some crazy things to talk about. I mean, like the grid was so different.
Yeah.
It was so different. And I mean, this photo of Fernando, Seb, and Lewis doing burnouts at the end of what was supposed to be Fernando's last race. He was retiring in 2018. He was retiring. And I think that everyone forgets that because now it's like he's never going to leave.
He's never, you know, he's not going anywhere.
I know. So that was
He's
the most jarring, was like, oh my God, Fernando's retiring? No, he's not.
like, what do you mean? He's still, yeah. No, I have a coworker who's going to the Austin, like going to COTA, just because her brother has tickets and she knows absolutely nothing about F1. So I'm putting together like a little, very intro, like basic PowerPoint of what F1 is and the teams and who she should root for. So that's what I've been working on my lunches. So I'm really excited for her to
That's
have a
really
favorite
cute.
driver. What does she say? She called Fernando Alonso. She called him Alfonso. She was like, "Should I be rooting for Alfonso?" And I was like, "I don't know who the fuck that is, but go for it."
Wait, that's so funny.
Like,
Alfonso.
Alfonso. I was like, "Sure, yeah, why not? Go root for Alfonso." And then she said she, because we were talking about it, and she was asking me like who I like, and she's like, "Wait, isn't there like that one guy, Lewis Hamilton?" Which like just goes to show that like Lewis Hamilton is literally bigger than F1. Even if you know absolutely nothing about the sport, you know who Lewis Hamilton is. Like this is like she's a marketing girly who does works in tourism, and her main personality trait is Taylor Swift, which is like same, but she knows absolutely nothing about F1, but she knows Lewis Hamilton.
Yep. That's the same as when I meet people and I tell them I'm a motorsport fan or a F1 fan. Everyone immediately goes, "Oh, is that like Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen too?" Because if you watched any sports show at all last year, you would have heard his name. And sometimes even Charles, but it's never outside those three. It's those three. Yeah. 'Cause Charles, it's hot. So the people are always asking me, who's the hot one? I'm like, are you
Charles.
talking about Charles?
Yeah.
Yes, they are talking about Charles. Yeah. And then,
That's okay.
yeah. So those three, they are bigger than the sport.
I love Charles.
I love Charles too. Charles's brother Lorenzo just got engaged, actually.
And his other brother, Arthur, now has a new girlfriend.
So I believe they've been together for a little while. This goes back to like when Callie met Charles, like at the beginning of the year, I believe he was with this new girl.
And they just haven't been
But
public.
you know what's funny? I did check actually. Charles
What?
posted a photo of him and the brothers at dinner celebrating their engagement. His mom's there, she looks stunning, gorgeous. Alex is there with him, Lorenzo and Charlotte, and then he's got Arthur. He tags Arthur's girlfriend, whose name is Jade. Yes. And then I looked. Charles does not follow Jade, and Jade does not follow Charles, but he tagged her in that photo. And I was like, this is really funny to me. Because if that was me to my boyfriend, who I guess would be Arthur LeClaire, I'd be like, fucking Charles will tag me in the post, but will not follow me.
That's a move. That's interesting. Okay. Interesting. I would be mad. I
You
would be
wouldn't
like,
have an issue with that?
I think I would bring it up at dinner. I'd be like, "Can you just follow me? Like, what's the fucking point?
Right.
Like, you still
Yes.
follow your
You and I are direct
ex-girlfriend. Can you follow me?"
with that. Yeah. Literally. That's
Like
like
Leo was at the dinner too.
Leo was at the dinner.
He's so
Yeah.
cute. I love him.
I really do love Leo. Yeah. Next time we see James Hinchcliffe, I'd love to ask if he met Leo LeClaire.
Oh my God, yeah. He must have, right?
Think so.
What's James doing next year? Sorry, we haven't
No
even talked
window.
about that. So because of the new, like, Fox is now taking over for NBC for IndyCar. So things are changing, obviously. But yeah, James kind of like announced that it was his last race with IndyCar for Nashville. And he's working with F1, like Sky Sports, right? Sky Sports or no, F1 TV. He's working with F1 TV. But we don't know what he's doing next year. If I don't hear Hinch on the radio, like on the broadcast next year, what's the point?
I'm gonna be honest, I think we're just gonna see him on F1.
I don't like
I think
that.
that's it.
I
Yeah,
want
I
him
know,
on
I don't either, because
IndyCar.
I love to see him in IndyCar, but he's given no indication that he will be working for Fox. I don't think that's happening at all. So Yeah, I if I had to guess, I would just say that we'll see him at more F1 events. And look, anywhere that I can listen to James, I will listen to James. I love that man. But you're right. Like, IndyCar is his thing. So I'd love to see him do that.
You know,
I just think it's not in the cards at this moment.
there's a lot happening. There's a lot of changes. I don't like it.
I know maybe this is too soon, but I just can't wait for the day that we see Daniel Ricciardo on like F1 TV.
Which we talked about it last episode, or like when, the one with Caitlin. 100% he's going to be a reporter. There's
Yeah.
no way in hell he won't. Like when he
Present. I'd
actually,
say more like a presenter, but yeah.
when he announces retirement, which again, we don't know when or if that's happening or what he's doing, but yeah, he's 100% going to go to F1 TV or Sky Sports or something. There's
I
no
can't
way he
wait.
wouldn't.
Yeah, it is too good. He's got too much of a personal brand that the sport can benefit off of. He needs to. Or maybe, like, I'm kind of even thinking, like, if I'm Danny, I do, he follows a lot of other sports. Like, imagine, like, the Daniel Ricciardo sports show. That's something that I also think he would do. Like, his own, because he's huge friends with Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills. So maybe those two do like a show together. Although Josh is playing, he's actively playing. So I don't know if he like would have time to do like a show or a podcast or something. But I could so see Daniel bringing in other like he's friends with lots of like Red Bull athletes from other domains. And then obviously the motorsport drivers that he's friends with and the
Yeah.
people he's met there. Then these other pro athletes that he knows. Like I just think that like that would be Danny's journey as well.
I could see that. Whether it's like an actual network show or like a podcast type show, like he could
Yeah.
100% do something with that range.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. Everyone would watch it. I think
Oh,
he could
yeah.
get a lot of other like a lot of F1 fans into like new sports. Like if Danny Rick explained football to me in the NFL, I'd follow more closely than I am right now. But I am following closely a little bit this season because of fantasy.
Because you have a fantasy team, yeah.
I don't get it, but I am
Do you
following.
make sure you like change your lineup? Because
Yes,
when players have buys, yeah, okay.
I do do that, and I made a huge mistake last week or the weekend before because I thought Jordan Love was still out, and I didn't even think to check if he was playing that weekend because it just said like questionable, but turns out he was playing, and so I really biffed that one up, and I should have because he was benched right on my team.
On your team,
On
yeah.
my team. Anyway, I do change up my lineup, and I'm very committed to like trying. It's very
That's
difficult
good.
though.
So what are you like in your league? I'm pretty sure I'm 3-1 right now.
2-2 right now,
2-2, and then yeah.
but I think in my standings, like in the standings for the league, let's see.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, I get it.
I'm 6 out of 12, so that's not horrible. I don't even
Let's
know what's going
see.
on, and so I feel like that's really good for me. There's money on this.
Currently second.
Okay, well, you can make my team next year. Thank you. Also, I just want to
There's
say that Sail GP Australia followed us on Instagram.
yeah.
So our
Wait,
new
are they
mission.
still in season?
I don't know how that sport works, and I don't know
Okay.
their season.
No, the only thing that you know about Sail GP is that you just like to say I love Sail GP. You
I
don't
love
know anything
Sail
about
GP.
it.
I don't know
Well, you
anything.
don't know a damn thing. You don't even know if they're in season.
Nope, I don't know anything.
I'm gonna look it up because maybe we can recap the next Sail GP event.
We need to understand how Sail GP works to recap the event.
Look, how do you learn?
By doing.
By
So
watching.
we need to participate in Sail GP.
Was gonna say, what are you gonna get in the nearest sailboat?
Yeah, I think. I don't know how to sail. I
Okay,
don't even
no,
like
there are.
water.
Oh, wait.
What?
Okay, hold on. So I think if what I just read is correct, they start a new season November 23rd, 24th.
No way, Sail GP.
47 days
Okay, oh my
in
God.
Dubai.
Oh,
To kick off the long-awaited 2024-2025 season. Yeah.
guys, This is it. I'm so excited. 2024, 2025 schedule. Wow. The
Do
grand
they sail
finale.
in Canada?
What?
Do they sail in Canada?
Yes. No.
Where?
They have a Canadian team.
So it's by.
Canadian Sail Grand Prix. Whoa. Halifax. They sail in Halifax. Do they race? Is it called a race still?
No, look, I would love to go to Halifax.
Okay, so we're gonna get we're I'm gonna learn everything I can about SailGP before the start of the season, and then we are going to get ourselves on a sailboat in Halifax. That's
Emma, I
the
don't think they race in Halifax this year.
why not?
I'm looking at the events, and that's not one of them.
I don't know what I'm looking at. They might.
I'm
Oh
on the
no.
official website.
What year are you on though? Because I'm on 2023. So
Well, but why? Are you in 2023?
I don't know how to get to 2024. I don't know what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at the 2024-2025 season because it starts in November, goes to the next November. So Dubai, Auckland, Sydney, LA, San Fran, Rio, New York, Great Britain. I don't know what this is, where
Okay,
this
well,
is.
we can go to Great Britain or New York.
Look, I'll go wherever, but SailGP, we have to learn about it first.
I will learn about sailing. I just don't understand how they move.
What
Anyway.
do you mean? There's people in the boat moving it.
No, like the path that they take, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, because
We'll
this, I don't
figure it out. No.
circle. Yeah, we
No.
can't go there right
Oh.
now. We can't. Guess what I'm doing today?
He went to Target, which you rubbed in my face, but it's fine.
Well, okay, I did not rub it in your face. You said, what time do I want to record? I said, I'm free anytime, I'm just at Target.
I know, and I was sad because I want to be at Target.
The Canadians go nuts over Target, I will say. Living here, I understand. Well, I know why why Canadians go nuts over Target, but living here, it's starting to wear off, like the allure. But
What are you doing
I
today?
still love it. Today I bought Lego flowers.
Ugh. I have such a bad history with Lego flowers, but I think it's just 'cause like I have trauma.
You have trauma?
Not actually trauma, but for the longest time I asked my then boyfriend at the time to buy me flowers, and he would never ever 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 buy me flowers 'cause he's like, what's the point? They just die. There's blah blah blah. And so about a month before we broke up, he actually bought me Lego flowers, and I said, what am I supposed to do with these? He's like, well, they won't die. And I was like, this is literally the last thing I asked for. 'Cause he knew. Also, I forgot to add, I hate Lego. Like he always bought Lego, and I was like, this is like, I just hated Lego. So he bought me Lego flowers, and I was like, you don't understand me. So
Okay,
that's my
that's fair.
trauma.
He doesn't understand you, but I think that will be a good idea because I want flowers in my apartment, but I will not keep up with like taking the old ones out and bringing in new ones. So I'm like, well, I'll just get Lego ones because they're fun to make
And
and
if it's for
they'll look.
you and you want it, that's so great.
Yeah.
But if you specifically ask someone to buy you flowers and they don't, and instead they give you a toy, obviously I'm gonna break up. No, just kidding.
So my follow-up question is, do you still have them?
No.
What did you do with them?
I threw them out when we broke up.
Do you know how expensive Lego flowers are?
I don't care. Sorry, I should have saved them to give them to you 2 years later.
Yeah, no, you should have. No, as long as I've known you've been single, so that's like 3 years.
Amazing. Great.
Amazing. Great.
I think that's a good place to end the podcast.
What are you doing today?
I'm actually gonna go pick up real flowers because I just got a pumpkin vase.
Cute.
I want to put flowers in there. And
That's
that's it.
cute.
And then the Sunday
That's cute. Did you
reset.
get it at HomeSense? Okay, so here it's Home Goods, and I'm going to the Good Home Goods on Friday when I come home on my way home, and I'm so excited.
The Good Home Goods?
Yeah. Like the
Where's
one
that?
here, the one where I live is like not great, but like there's a good one on my way home. And I'm excited to stop at it.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I really want to decorate this bitch in some fall stuff.
Yeah. It's 6 days into October, hey?
I know.
Your birthday's in a month, and like mine's in less than a month.
Am I? Yes, yours is before mine.
I know, but like our birthdays are so soon.
You're coming up. I know. I'm so
Isn't that
excited.
wild?
Yep. And then after my birthday, I go to see Taylor Swift.
Okay, so Hannah's just bragging now. So she has Target, she has
Look,
HomeGoods.
I live in this place where I don't have friends and I have to have things to look forward to. So right now, I'm going home next weekend for Canadian Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to it. Then after that, there's really nothing to look forward to till Taylor Swift. So that's why I bring it up.
I understand. We don't know
Thank
if there's going
you.
to be an episode next week, like we already mentioned. We'll see if we can get something lined up. I think we can call it there, though. This was a.
I don't know,
I don't
actually.
know
I
what
can't.
this was. This is us just missing IndyCar and Formula One. Like, that's it. We're just like, we don't know what to talk about if they're not on TV.
That's true.
So that's
We
it.
are trying. Sorry.
Ciao for now.